All right, man. College football has always been in your plans for a long time, hasn't it?
Oh, for sure. Yep, it's always been a dream since I was a kid.
Talk about the schools. Morningside, as Coach Petrosky said, there are a lot of other schools. What pulled you to Morningside?
For sure, like when I got there, you kind of get that feeling when you know it's the place. I definitely got that when I got there. And their coaches, it just felt really warm and like family almost when I got there already. And, I mean, they're like the standard for NAIA football, and I'm really excited to be a part of that.
Did you have a chance to catch a game or two?
Yeah. So after we got beat by Adams Central, actually, me and my dad got up at like 3 o'clock in the morning and drove 6 hours to Sioux City, Iowa to watch him play. So
that, what other schools can you throw some at? There were some good ones out there, weren't there?
Like Chatham State, Concordia, Hastings, Doan, Nebraska Westland. Peru State, that's just a couple of them. So
you're getting a lot of mail every week, weren't you?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
What have the coaches said as far as position-wise for you?
They're going to have me play defensive line. Mm-hmm. Yep, I'm pretty excited.
Really doesn't matter, offense or defensive line, some plates, just put me out there.
Exactly, yeah, that's how I feel. If they want to switch me, they can switch me. I just want to play some football. So
you are a beast in the weight room. Talk about progress over the last couple of years in the weight room, where you've come the last couple of years.
Oh, I remember, like, going into my freshman year. Everybody thought it was a lot of weight at the time, but, you know, I mean, looking back at it, it probably was a lot of weight. I remember squatting, like, 405 for the first time when I was a freshman in high school. And now, just yesterday, I hit 505 for 5 reps, so, when I was squatting. So, we've made a lot of leaping bounds since then.
It's kind of been a family affair. Dad's really gotten into it as well, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah. He's the one that got me into it, so... I wouldn't have been where I was at right now lifting without my dad. So,
let's talk about the memories of McCook High. So many for the last couple of years, aren't there?
Oh, for sure. There's too many to count. So,
one or two that stick out for you?
Oh, I would probably say winning my first playoff game my senior year. Mm-hmm. It was really special for my senior class for it. So,
and the senior year was pretty special. I mean, you guys had a lot of great stuff along the line, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, we did. It didn't end like the way we wanted it to, but, you know, it doesn't always end the way you want it to. So, it was a good season.
You're going to miss high school ball a lot, aren't you, with the guys?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be bittersweet not going to play on Wildland Field next year, but I'm excited for Morningside.
Now, as far as studies, what are you going to be doing at Morningside?
I'm not exactly sure yet. I'm thinking maybe strength and conditioning. Try to be a strength and conditioning coach, so I'm not for sure yet.
I could see that, going through college and getting hooked up with a college or something like that, yeah. High school program, more like college, right?
Yeah, college. I don't think I want to be a high school teacher, so for sure college.
Now, why wouldn't you want to be a high school teacher?
I'm not going to graduate just to come back, so...
That's a good statement right there. Very good. But no question, you want to stay in college football, college athletics, don't you?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I think so.
Do you think you'll play right away or at a school like this? Or maybe probably first year, you kind of sit it out and just kind of learn, right?
My goal year one is to make the travel roster. If I can make the travel roster and get some experience like that, I'll be more than glad. So.